When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. And to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Dr. Henry G., the senior editor of Nature magazine. Henry, when do you think, during the course of the 4.6 billion years of planet Earth, did the dinosaurs really start appearing, the big ones?
They appeared towards the end of the Triassic period, which is kind of about 200 million years ago. But they originated more by, like most things, more by luck and taking their chances. They didn't appear suddenly sweeping all before them. Back then, there were lots and lots of animals a bit like dinosaurs. They were kind of crocodile-like, and some of them got up on their hind legs and ran about. And that was how dinosaurs started. They started on their hind legs. But for a while, they were just one group of lots of other similar things. They were a bit like the kind of second violins in the orchestra, sitting quite happily behind the star soloists. But as time went by and other animals became extinct, they came gradually to the fore, until at the end of the Triassic, when there was a wave of extinctions, they kind of inherited the Earth, and they stayed there for another 160 million years.
And when the asteroid hit in the Yucatan, killing the dinosaurs, what happened? How did they all die? Can you kind of describe what the planet was like then?
Well, the planet was a very warm, jungly place. There was some, the continents were, they had been in a great big supercontinent called Pangaea that was beginning to rift apart. But the dinosaurs were in their heyday, and they could have just kept carrying on, really, until the asteroid hit. Now, the asteroid, like all overnight sensations, it took a lot of toil in obscurity before it happened. The dinosaur's card was marked 100 million years earlier by some collisions between asteroids and outer space. You know, we were talking about planets hitting each other. Well, it still kind of happens in a small way. There were some asteroids walloping into each other in deep space, and they created a magazine of about 1,000 missiles whizzing into the early solar system. 65 million years ago, one streaked into the atmosphere low at an angle from the northeast at 20,000 kilometers a second, and it penetrated the entire crust of the Earth in the Gulf of Mexico, and it created a tsunami that washed over the entire North American region, and it blasted large parts of that Earth into space. It created a fog of dust and gas in the atmosphere that shielded the sun for years and years.
Wow.
And wildfires that swept over the whole Earth. And That did for all the dinosaurs, but also quite a lot of other animals too. There were some great marine reptiles, the plesiosaurs, the mosasaurs, they all died. All those fantastic airplane-sized pterosaurs were blown out of the sky, and there was acid rain and volcanoes and really quite a lot of Armageddon. It was just one of those bad days at the office.
Were there some survivors from that asteroid?
Oh, yes, there were quite a few. I mean, the animals that we all have today, turtles, crocodiles, birds, most mammals, and of course we're mammals, and it was because the dinosaurs became extinct that the mammals could come into their own. There'd been always been mammals living alongside the dinosaurs, our ancestors, but we were small little mousy, ratty things living at night in the little forgotten interstices of the world, keeping well out of the way of the dinosaurs. But for 160 million years, the mammals became specialists at living at night. This is why birds, who are the inheritors of the dinosaurs, have fantastic eyesight but not much good senses of smell, whereas mammals who live at night are not very good with their eyes but brilliant at hearing and smell, because we all come from nocturnal ancestors that scurried around at night. The mammals did try to break out from under the yoke of the dinosaurs several times. There were occasionally mammals the size of opossums and badgers, but it wasn't until the dinosaurs died out that mammals could really grow, and you get animals the size of rhinos and elephants, and eventually human beings.
Other than the size of an elephant, why didn't we get the big dinosaurs again? How come they didn't come back?
Well, dinosaurs were... when you think of dinosaurs, you've got to think of these enormous dinosaurs like, you know, Brachiosaurus and Brontosaurus.
And Tyrannosaurus and all those.
Yeah, all these things as huge, not as huge lumbering lizards, but as gigantic flightless birds. It's a strange way to think about them. But they've got the same skeleton of birds, the same tight aerodynamic airframe, the hollow bones. Many of them had feathers. And they were actually air-cooled. They were full of air because birds and dinosaurs don't have simple lungs like us. Their lungs extend into air sacs that go throughout the body. This is why when you lift up a great big chicken, it's not as heavy as you think because it's full of air, like your Thanksgiving or Christmas turkey. They're basically full of air. And because they were air-cooled, that means they could grow very fast and very big without boiling themselves from the inside out. And also, they always laid eggs. So when they reproduced, they could just lay a lot of eggs and forget about it. They didn't nurture their young inside like mammals do, and that limits mammalian growth. Now, the inheritors of the dinosaurs were birds, which were flyers, and the best flyers were always small.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why most birds are small, and a few birds became very big, but they were flightless.
The pterodactyls, what happened to them?
Well, the pterodactyls were kind of cousins of the dinosaurs, and they were kind of similar. They were a kind of, you'd imagine they were kind of cross between birds and bats. Their wings were like webs of skin. But they were fluffy. Their bodies were covered in a kind of fur. But they didn't survive the great extinction. When pterodactyls started, they were quite small, fluffy, flappy things like small birds. But as they evolved, they became bigger and bigger and bigger. And so they didn't flap. They soared like albatrosses. And some of these, at the end of the Cretaceous period, near the asteroid, they were so big that actually many of them didn't fly at all. They stayed on the ground, lumbering around like great mobile tents. And if you could see them, they would have been able to look at a giraffe eye to eye. They were huge things. But they didn't fly much at all near the end.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
I remember Jurassic Park, the movie, and the velociraptors running all over the place. Were they really that kind of a carnivorous, mean-type dinosaur?
Oh, yes, they were. I remember going to see the premiere of that film with my wife in a movie theater in London, and we were sitting in the front row, and we were absolutely terrified. What a film that was at the time. Well, velociraptors were actually much smaller than the ones in the film. They were about the size of a chicken. But later on, scientists discovered a much larger kind in Utah raptor, and that was very much the size of the velociraptors in Jurassic Park. But of course, now we see that they were covered in feathers, so they were like extremely fierce chickens with teeth. So apart from the feathers, they were like that. They were fierce, they were intelligent, they would have hunted in packs. So I think they would have been every bit as clever as the dinosaurs you see in the movies.
Hollywood depicted cavemen living among dinosaurs because I remember scenes where they were fighting off tyrannosauruses and brontosauruses and things like that. Is that just Hollywood?
Yeah, that's just Hollywood, especially Raquel Welch with her fur lingerie in a million.
Exactly.
That's just Hollywood fun, I'm afraid. But however, early humans did live in a world with lots of incredibly strange, huge creatures that have vanished. I mean, you think of saber-toothed cats, mm-hmm. You think of mammoths and mastodons, and in the Americas there were giant ground sloths. There were armadillos the size of cars. There were a lot of very large, very weird animals. I have a friend, Tony Stewart, who's written a fantastic book called Vanished Giants. It's all about the weird creatures of the Ice Age where humans were evolving that have all now gone. Not dinosaurs, but a lot of other big, weird creatures.
Henry, what did humans do, those who lived in caves at night, to prevent some carnivorous animal from coming in and attacking them?
Two things, fire, which humans kind of tamed before we were human, about 750,000 years ago, people found the secret of taming fire. And the other thing, much more recently, when we think of inventions and technology and the wheel and fire and things like that, mm-hmm. the earliest product of human technology is the domestic dog. Humans domesticated wolves maybe 40,000 years ago, and they started off as animals that would haunt. My teeth are getting in the way. They would haunt the fringes of camps and look after scraps. But dogs and humans are very similar. They're pack hunting, intelligent, social creatures. So humans and dogs kind of domesticated each other. So our man's best friend was there to warn us of danger coming along. Thousands and thousands of years ago.
Henry, why is this planet so incredible? I mean, look at all the different kinds of species of life that are on this planet. There must be thousands of different kinds of animals and reptiles and fish and insects. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, you remember, we were talking about Jurassic Park. Jeff Goldblum's character says, life always finds a way. And that's true. Whenever there is a little niche to occupy, some creature would evolve to live in it. It's as if life has been on a management training course and comes back and says, there are no difficulties and problems, there are only challenges and opportunities. So when life was in the sea and the land was completely bare, creatures found a way to live on land, which to them was like colonizing empty space. So whenever there is a kind of niche, a little opportunity to colonize, life will find a way. Now, my friend Stu Kaufman, who's one of the cleverest people I know, he's got the brain the size of a planet, he's come up with a definition of life, and that means it's life is a system that is always making more space for itself to live in. And as it makes more space, it makes more space for other creatures to live in. So that's why life is always expanding and always finding new things to do and new places to live and new places to live, thrive, and survive.
Henry, what fascinates you the most about planet Earth?
Oh, gosh, George, everything. I wouldn't know where to start. My brain is always fizzing with questions about life on Earth. What I'm most excited about is the discovery of life on other planets, because then we'd have some idea of why life happens in the universe, because it can't be true that we're the only one. There are billions or maybe trillions of planets in the universe, and what we're discovering is that there's a huge variety of planets out there. Lots of planets you could never even imagine. Huge planets, tiny planets, planets living very close to their stars, some far away, some planets just floating in empty space. And if life is so tough and it originates in planets very early, I expect there's all kinds of incredible life that we can't even imagine out in the universe.
They say
we
live in the Goldilocks position in our solar system, not too close to the sun, not too far, and we've got an abundance of water and everything else, which is the primordial soup to get things going. I would assume, like you just said, that there are probably a lot of planets in the same position that we are.
There are, but there is an assumption. It's a bit like there's an assumption that you just follow the water to find life. But it's possible that there are living things that are completely unimaginable,
that aren't
necessarily based on water in any way that we can imagine. It just needs to be organized and self-reproducing.
Might they not be carbon life forms, but something else?
No, I mean, I'm fascinated by an idea, and it's a pure science fiction idea, that you could have life forms made out of magnetic flux lines in the atmospheres of the sun.
Or silicon.
Or just made out of superheated plasma or silicon-based life or there could be, as people have imagined, life as giant balloons in the atmospheres of planets like Jupiter. But the latest thing is kind of based on water, but it's way out of the Goldilocks zone. Some of the satellites of the outer planets like Jupiter and Saturn are balls of ice, but underneath the ice are huge oceans of water.
That's true.
And the idea is that there may be living things of a kind living under the ice.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average. Plus, it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.